top tip for feeling a little bit better today. And we're going to take a look at something that might have been exacerbated by the COVID-19 pandemic, something that you mightn't expect to be affected by this, and something that has everything to do or could have everything to do with the way that you sit. Sue Croft is a pelvic floor physiotherapist. So thanks for your time. Your advice today relates to why some women should maybe start thinking about sitting like men. What's going on?
Hi, Kat. Yeah, look, sitting like a man, it's a very visual thing, isn't it? Like if you think about a man sitting in a train, you know, you're going to imagine him taking up three spaces, one leg on each side. His belly is relaxed. He looks very, very calm and comfortable. And then if you project to thinking about how women are trained by society to sit, we have to cross our legs, we have to sit tall, we have to have a flat tummy. And so when we do that, everything around our belly and pelvic floor and hips is really switched on. And so if you sit all day like that, when you're, you know, in sort of meetings and you also might have even been to somebody a few years ago who said, look, it's really important you sit tall, otherwise your SIJs, your sacroiliac joints, are going to go out. So sitting bolt upright and everything again is really switched on. And so what can happen is the muscles around the pelvic floor can become what we call overactive. They're just not relaxing. You're not giving them breathing space, and every muscle needs some breathing space. So what we've got to do is learn to mix up our posture. We've got to learn to mix up how we sit. But for women, this has some really serious consequences in areas that are like the silent stuff, the stuff we don't talk about very much. And that can relate to, you know, issues around our vagina and when we're trying to have intercourse. So conditions such as vulvodynia, vaginismus, and even something which is quite rare, but it's called PGAD or persistent genital arousal disorder. So these are serious, awful conditions that women find very hard to talk about and to find help with how to deal with it. So that thing of sitting like a man is just a little way to graphically give you a sticky message to say we've got to start by relaxing those muscles around the pelvic floor a bit more.
Okay, this is really interesting because, as you say, it's not something that's talked about. There's silence on the subject, and I've certainly never heard any of those words before, but I've been learning new words all day. My other new word for today is callipiginous, but that's a conversation for another time. Sue Croft, as you say, sitting like a man could really help us relax all those muscles if you're women. But what kind of treatment is available if you do have one of these conditions that you've articulated, or if you suspect you might? I suppose the first place to start up, what are the symptoms?
So, look, the symptoms are sometimes for women who've got something like vulvodynia is where they might have difficulty inserting a tampon. So they might discover this at quite a young age, and it means they can't go swimming if they can't use a tampon. They might have even voiding dysfunction where they have difficulty in emptying their bladder properly because these muscles are not relaxing and they're not able to learn how to relax them easily. They might have trouble with defecation, because part of defecation, passing a bowel motion, is you've got to be able to coordinate the relaxation of the pelvic floor and actually further opening of that anal sphincter. And we've talked about that before. But it also might mean that they have painful pap smears, so that they might avoid that very important investigation for women to make sure there's no evidence of cervical cancer. Some of them can be so extreme, it can have perineal discomfort when they're wearing tight clothing. So they can actually just not wear jeans. They have to wear dresses or skirts all the time. So that's just the vulvodynia. A lot of it, when it gets presented, when girls, apart from the tampon and the pap smears, attempt to have intercourse. And, of course, this leads to extreme, disruption of relationships. Mm. And so what's the treatment? Well, look, it is finding out what is the cause. And sometimes the cause is really going back a little bit in history of what's gone on and what might have provoked, when were the symptoms first found out, and then what was going on at the same time. We do a lot of something that sounds really airy-fairy called belly breathing, where we actually learn how to relax our tummy and just breathe into our belly to try and help calm the system down. It also means we've got to teach girls how to actually respond to pain. So rather than always tensioning and tightening everything, we learn how to relax those muscles off and do some lovely relaxation through a body scan through the whole body. So, you know, there's lots of things. Sitting through COVID, when everyone's on their computers, well, that's where all our nerves of the pelvic area sit. So if we sit all day at a computer, we've got no blood, really limited blood flow, no space, we're not moving very much. And I loved, Kat, your song you just put on. I suppose you chose it deliberately because it was exactly what we've got to do. We've got to encourage girls and women and men who've got pelvic pain to move when perhaps the instinct is, I've got pain, I'm going to sit really still and not move.
Oh, so much wisdom from you, Sue Croft. I love looking forward to speaking with you on the radio about subjects that don't get discussed enough, I think, frankly. Anyhow.
And I love that you let us have it.
Thank you, Sue. You've been more than helpful today. We'll catch you again shortly. That was Sue Croft of Sue Croft Physiotherapy with your top tip for feeling a little bit better today.